Did I go straight from being a Christian to being an atheist?
Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me.
What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. It's the best time of the year. Some people call it spooky season. Some call it pumpkin spice season. Some people, like myself, refer to it as football season because that's the most important thing going on right now, let's be honest. But whatever you call it, it's the best. Crisp air. The leaves are changing, the bugs are dying, can I get an amen? And hoodie weather. And if you're like me, it's hoodie weather inside your house too because I keep it cold in here. I might run the heat in January, we'll see. But according to most of the comments and DMs I get on social media, you would think I'm the angriest person on earth, even though like I'm happy, it's fall. I'm drinking my not hot coffee because I drink cold coffee year round, but chilling out, watching football, hanging out with my dog, happy. Not according to my comments, though. I'm a miserable person. I'm an angry person who's spreading hate. But anyway, I digress. Let's get into today's question. Today's question comes from Anna. And Anna says, did you go straight from being a Christian to being an atheist? I know that many people do gradually move from Christian to atheist. They'll go from being a fundamentalist Christian into like a progressive Christian. Then maybe they'll just be spiritual. And then they might say they're agnostic and then eventually end up being atheist or something like that. I know for a lot of Christians or people who come from that world, atheist is this horrible word of, you know, oh my God, he's an atheist. It's like worse than any other word you can think of. When you're a Christian, it's just this, you think that atheists are just the worst people in the world. But let me be clear on my thoughts about this. I don't think that there's a right place to end up. I don't think that there's a correct place to land. I think there are people out there who say that, like they try to tell other people how to deconstruct or what the right path is. Here's how you should deconstruct your faith. Here's how you progress from this to this. And I don't think that that's right. I think that there's a different path for everybody. And I don't think that everybody ends up atheists. I am an atheist, yes, but I don't think that my position is the right position. It's just where I landed. It's just where I'm at right now. And, you know, that could change too. Maybe I stumble across something that changes the way I think about gods. Maybe there's some evidence that gets presented. Maybe I read something that changes my mind. I don't know. I think that's a common misconception about me and about other atheists is that our minds are made up. That's not the case. A lot of us did come from Christianity and like we've already changed our mind in that regard where we believe something now we don't. I think we're more likely to change our minds than believers. That's because we've already done it, you know? And so maybe we'll change our minds back or change our mind to something else or whatever. And it's not that we're fickle. It's just that, you know, we're a little more open, I think. But my story is, yes, I went straight from being a Christian to being an atheist. And I know a lot of people don't do it that way, but I used to walk around work. I had a stressful job working in a shipping department in a warehouse and in the office there. And it would get a little crazy sometimes. And I would have to go on these stress walks when I had a few minutes. And so I went outside, I went walking around the building, and there was a guy, Ron, who worked in the front office, who was out there smoking a cigarette, and we would encounter each other some days, because I would walk around the same time he would smoke most days, and you know we would cross paths, and as we were walking around, I don't even know how we got started on the subject, but he asked me if I believed in God, and I said yes, and we got to talking about that a little bit, and he said that he used to be a pastor. And that Now he's an atheist and he didn't believe anything. He said that he went to college, you know, against his church's wishes. They were like, don't go there. All the liberal professors are going to try to change your mind and all this stuff. And he took religions classes. And he said that when he read about how, you know, when he took basically a religions 101 class, learning about all the different religions of the world, and he thought about, okay, people in this region tend to believe this. People over in this country tend to believe that. That it kind of clicked for him. A light bulb went off. And that it just made sense that most people, not every person, but most people believe similar to the people around them or like their parents do. And then a light bulb went off for me too right then. And I was like, oh my God, that's so true. And it's not like I was necessarily influenced by him as I was just, I hadn't ever thought about that before. And it made so much sense to me immediately that how can I say that my religion is the right one and all these other people think that their religion is the right one and that I'm wrong? What makes me right and those people wrong? And it was like, oh my God, I don't believe any of this. There's no reason, when it came down to it, there was no reason for me to believe in any God at all. And so I went from being a Christian to being an atheist very quickly. And it took me maybe like a month to embrace the atheist label. I, like many Christians, was kind of afraid of that label. I didn't want to label myself that because I'm like, oh my God. And then you would have the thoughts of like, is God hearing me when I'm talking about this stuff out loud? Is God really listening? And like, oh my God, if I say that I'm an atheist out loud and there's really a God and he's really listening, that's horrible. But I got over that pretty quickly. And yeah, I've been an atheist ever since. That was 2009. And one thing that people don't really know about me is that I was an atheist for 10 years before hardly really anybody in my life knew about it. And before I talked about it publicly on a podcast or on Instagram or anything like that, because I was indifferent for a long time. I didn't really care. But certain events in my life transpired that made me want to start talking about religion, made me want to have a place to vent about it, because being an atheist in the Bible Belt was like, you don't meet a whole lot of people who think the same way you do around here. And so I just kept it quiet for a long time, suppressed. And overall, I don't have a problem with Christians. Most of the people in my life are Christians. Most of my family, most of my friends are Christians. But I also have a lot of problems with the religion. I don't have a problem with the people, but I do have a problem with the religion and like why people believe what they do. And like, I want to encourage more critical thinking. And that's why I started my social media pages. That's why I started this podcast. So for me, yes, I went straight from being a Christian to being an atheist, but I don't think that everybody has to do that. I don't think that, oh, if you're not an atheist, then you aren't on the right side. Or I've met people who have a problem with the agnostic label because they're like, oh, they just sit on the fence, or they don't really realize what they're saying, or they don't know what agnostic really means. And I don't care. I generally don't care about labels at all. I label myself, sure, but I don't think everybody has to. It's okay to say, I don't know what I believe. That's fine too. Let's get into today's comment from a Christian on my social media. It says, atheists will immediately change their minds when they realize they have died but are still conscious. They will change their minds when they notice they're not in a void, but in a place, an ugly, dark, and hot place. When the Prince of Darkness calls their name, they will know that God is real and they made a big mistake. And they will call out to him, but he won't answer. They will know then and change their minds. And I replied with hashtag spooky season, because that sounds like something straight out of a horror novel of some kind. But anyway, there's today's comment. If you like the podcast, please make sure to rate and review it. And because that really helps, you know, that helps to push the podcast out to more people, helps to get it seen a little bit more. And it helps my ego a tad. So if you would do that, please, I would appreciate it very much. And until next time, remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out.
To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.